Trust but verify. Yes, thank you. Okay, so we are going to, like I said, go into advanced referral marketing. Why is this important? This is the key and the secret to your record sales and profits in your business. And I am one to attest to you that I was able to help Howard and his service company for 4 years run the referral marketing. And I can tell you right now that it works. And so I just want to let you guys know to listen in, take lots of notes, and remember, just like Patrick was saying, it is all about the other people. So be visible and really listen in to your clients and kind of put yourself in a back seat. So please help me welcome Howard Partridge to the stage.
Hey. Yeah, probably, eventually. Give it up for Aliki. So speaking of referral marketing, Aliki, as you know, started as a part-time marketing rep in college and became marketing manager and then marketing director and tripled our referral source referrals in 1 year. Yes, so give Aliki a big hand clap. The reason that that is so important is because the secret to record sales and profits is referral marketing. I don't care what kind of small business you have. I don't care if it's online, offline, or whatever. All of business is about relationships, isn't it? All right? As a matter of fact, I know a lot of people had to leave early, especially local people. It's Friday, beat traffic and all that. But Chris, who was sitting right here, Chris Parrish is local, and he's a client who is participating at a very high level. In fact, his wife just joined our book writing program with Michelle Prince today. And Patrick, guess where I met Chris? At Joy's event. And so I'm going to show you in this presentation, we're going to do a quick review of referral marketing, and you can learn this stuff on the Inner Circle website, but I'm gonna do a quick review of it, and then what I'm gonna do is show you some advanced stuff that you can do. You were asking about that because you've kind of saturated your referral sources, and even online, the big money, if you will, is done through what's called affiliate programs, right? And so people getting you in front of their list, all right? So the way that this works is you find a referral source. You find a referral source, a referral source type that already has all of your clients or potential clients, your prospects on their list, all right? And you want to find people who have your ideal client on their list. And that's why we call them Mercedes clients. Mercedes clients are clients that care more about quality than price, right? So many times when you're doing your marketing and you get referrals, you get the wrong kind of prospect. Many times you can track back to the referral source. And when you're doing that tracking, you can say, well, this source right here is not sending me the kinds of clients that I really need. And that could be because we haven't spent enough time with them so that they really know our brand, or it could be that they just don't have the right clients for us. You know, the fact is that Joy and that organization never yet has become a huge referral source for us. We've gotten a few clients, but we're still great friends. In fact, we just both invested in an apartment complex together in Beaumont. I'm part of a real estate group, and it's not just her, it's my brother is part of this group, and there were multiple investors, but I found out that she was coming into town. So since business is all about relationships, I just said, hey, I understand you're coming to town. You're landing at Hobby Airport. Beaumont's about an hour and a half away, and it's a different city. I'd be glad to host you. We'll drive you down there. Spent the entire day together, right? And so building that relationship. you never know which one of these sources is going to become a phenomenal referral source for you or not. Do you think that Ziegler's become a phenomenal referral source for us? Do you think that Ellen Rohr's become a phenomenal referral source for us? Do you think that AC's been a phenomenal referral source for us? Or better put, this is what I like about people like Aliki. They change your stuff. They upgrade it. Not referral source, referral partner. Okay, isn't that a little bit better? Absolutely. So I want you to understand that casual referrals are not enough to build a phenomenal business. Casual referrals. How do you get most of your new business in this room? Direct marketing? Word of mouth? YouTube? Word of mouth? How many of you would say that referrals in one form or fashion is your favorite way to get new business? And in many cases, it's your primary way of getting new business, right? So the idea is that if you want to be phenomenally successful in referral marketing, you need to have a system. Just casual referrals, word of mouth is not enough. You need to have a system. Now, our service company, which did $3.6 million this past year, would you be surprised to find out that over $1 million of that was brand spanking new business from referrals? The rest of it was from repeat clients. And by the way, a good portion of that $1.2 million was referrals from our existing clients. They're not going to refer you if you're not in touch with them. They're not going to remember you. They're not going to refer you as much as they would if you have a referral reward program. So you need four things, really. You need a system. You need to understand networking. One of the things that really hurts small business owners is they don't really know how to build relationships in a networking environment. So we're going to have a little fun with that one. And then you have to have an effective referral relationship program. We'll talk about that. I'm not going to really teach on the referral reward program, but we can talk about it a little bit. That's all on the site. All right, so I want to start with networking. This is the end of the day. A lot of people are already had to leave and catch flights and everything, and you might want to leave after I share this with you. Because the first one could be a little offensive. If you're going to network, and I'm talking about personally interacting with people, meeting people at a BNI, a networking group, or a conference, or, you know, in the grocery store, or whatever, people aren't going to want to talk to you very long if you don't have one of these little tools with you. Isn't that funny? I don't know if other people are as sensitive to me, but I'm like, I'm standing there, if I'm even just feeling like my, there you go. Everybody get your Altoids out and shake them, you know. Let's get that on the video. Shake it, shake it, shake it, right? And you don't want to be chewing gum if you're out there promoting your business, so a mint or whatever. And of course, I like the Altoids, and so you'll always see those around because I never want to be talking to somebody seriously about doing business with me, and they're trying to get away from me. How many of you know that that's a little bit counterproductive? Okay. So number one, Altoids. Number two, cologne, but not too much cologne, right? And the third one is dress code and grooming. You know, I used to get laughed at when I first started my business. I wanted to make a difference in the industry. And I was going to all these meetings and I learned about referral marketing by accident. What happened was when I got kicked out of the house at 18 years old, I went to live with my real dad. My stepmother and my real dad were in the interior design business. And that's actually, I got the idea to go in that industry when Denise and I got married. And when I got to Houston, I talked to my dad and my stepmother, who happened to be interior designers, and they began to refer me to these other interior designers and high-end flooring companies and realtors and people like that. And the reason that I started a referral reward program is I wasn't convinced that I really knew what I was doing, and I thought, well, if I pay them, then they'll keep referring me, you know. And so I kind of invented this referral reward program to ensure that people would continue to refer me. And then I found out, hey, people really like money. You know, as Zig Ziglar said, that if people say that they don't like money, they lie about other things too. You know? And so it's important how you dress. And so I went to this meeting every week with a bunch of guys in our industry, and the whole idea was to talk about ways that we could build our business and network and everything. And I hated the fact that it was on Monday morning because I wanted to hit the streets going to see referral sources, you know, first thing. I've been thinking and planning my business all week. And so I wore a sport coat and a tie. And I had this big CPA-type briefcase. Back then, old-school laptop in there, and the battery lasts, I think, about, you know, 20 minutes or something like that. And notebooks and my files, all my stuff, you know. So I come walking in with this, like, auditor's briefcase, you know, and a suit and a tie and a positive attitude. And they laughed at me, and they said, this is a true story. They said, who do you think you are? Zig Ziglar or somebody? Isn't that hilarious? I didn't even know Zig Ziglar back then. I knew who he was. I took that as a compliment. They were like, they didn't know that they were speaking prophecy. Seriously. Wow. But I told you the other day in the other class, the pre-conference class, that the reason I've always worn a sport coat is because I would have my brochures here, I would have my free trial offer cards here, and I would go see a referral source and bring them the goodies, and man, I was loaded for bear. That's one of the reasons, because I didn't have anywhere to put all that stuff, but also look professional, you know? And they laughed at me. What I've found is that referral sources typically are going to want to work with the owner of the business. Denise is doing our referral marketing now, along with Erica. And Denise retired a couple years ago, and I got her involved in phenomenal products and traveling all over the place, and hotel rooms just wasn't the right fit for either one of us, because I'm getting up at 5 o'clock and she's like, turn off the lights. And then I got like 5 minutes to get down and get on the stage, and she's like, could you bring me breakfast? I'm like, I'm saying to myself, there's something called room service. Room service. Just press zero. They knock on the door and you just get up and they give you breakfast. So that just didn't work. And Aliki was about to get married, and Denise and I are in Destin. We're sitting on the beach, and I'm thinking to myself, who can I get to do referral marketing for me since Aliki's leaving and everything? This isn't working out with phenomenal products. Denise is sitting over there reading a book, and I'm going through 800 and something contacts in my phone. You know, I can't think of anybody. I said, okay, I got to take a walk. Start walking on the beach. God, help me. Who do I need to hire? Who do I need to hire? And I take a walk on the beach. I come back, and I sit down, and I look over there, and Denise is reading a book. And I go, Denise, will you do referral marketing for our service company? And she goes, yep. Didn't even look. She didn't even look at me. She just said, yep. What she actually said without words, no, what she actually wanted to say was, what took you so long? I mean, yeah, dummy, you know? That's really what she was trying to say. All right. So how you dress, how you groom yourself, and all that is so important. Make an eye contact when you talk to people, and the right kind of handshake, and what you say and what you don't say is very important. So what I'm going to do, now you want to have your business card or brochure, you want to have your free trial offer cards and all that with you, but you don't give them your card until they ask for it, and then you still don't give it to them until they give you their contact information. Now, the cool thing in the digital world is you can just pull out your phone and have them fill out your free online offer, your lead magnet that Darren was talking about earlier, your free trial offer right online. Now you got their contact information, so you can eliminate all the steps of business cards and all that stuff. But you don't give it to them. In fact, you don't even talk about your business until they ask for it. So here's what you do instead. So who wants to be my victim? I mean volunteer. Okay, Phil, come on in here. Now, Phil has used this referral process to totally transform his business in the UK in Bath. Is that how you pronounce it? It's Bath. That's like Alabama, man. Bath. Not. Oh, London is Bath. Bath. By the way, come here and I need a mic. Sati, could you give me a hand mic? So you told me earlier that, what did you tell me when I walked in the room that you came here for one reason?
Oh yes, I used to base our. Yes, I came here in 2013. I had a problem because we'd used the strategy through our Royal Mail service. I don't know what you call it in the States. Your postal service. And we sent leaflets out, and it worked really well for a few years, but the cost went up, and they started to bunch loads of leaflets together, and we all would just throw them in the bin. You wouldn't read them. And I'd heard from somebody else about this guy called Howard Partridge, had some great marketing ideas. And I came over as a guest of somebody else from Cheltenham in the UK. And I thought, it sounds great. And I joined up, and Santi, bless his soul, there he is, look.
Bless his soul.
He held my hand and kicked me up the backside and made me go round retailers and tile shops, and it was a very, very painful experience because I'm not that sort of person, and I'm sure there's loads of people in this room done the same thing. It's fun now. It's a game now when you find a new, you know, driving along. Oh, look, there's one. I'll go in there. And
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, it transformed our business because Santi promised me a 10-to-1 return. We were used to 3-to-1 from the old system, and being mean, I didn't do anything else. We stopped paying the Royal Mail, did what I'd been told, cut the marketing costs, sales went up. Anybody can then guess what happened to the net profit. It trebled.
How about that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, now, this morning you told me something else, that this time you came for a specific reason, but something else happened. Do you remember what that comment?
This morning, I'm not sure, Howard.
Well, we'll get it in just a minute. So we're going to demonstrate how to network effectively, all right? So you see how this man is dressed? For the first time probably in over 20 years of doing this, I walked in this room and thought, okay, not wearing a tie was a mistake, because all these guys start walking by with ties on, right? You finally get them trained, and then you show up without a tie. Fortunately, nobody said anything to me, so I'm just trying to become a rock star like A.C. Locke here, right? Okay, so you're dressed right, and when you meet someone, okay, let me take this here. So when you meet someone, make sure that you make eye contact. So sometimes that feels uncomfortable, but have you ever met someone that they meet you and they look down? Listen, you got to practice this, all right? Proper handshake. Now you tell me what feels right, okay? I'm going to shake your hand, okay? You tell me what feels right. Oh, is that good?
Wet fish.
What is it?
A wet fish.
Wet fish. Okay, how about this? How about this? Nice to meet you, Phil. Nice to meet you. By the way, here's my card. Here's my card. Here's another one. You know what I mean? How many of y'all met somebody like that? I mean, like, they're dropping stuff all over the place because give me my card. You don't do that. Okay, so here's the proper handshake. What's this called right here? The web. What else is it called? There's a technical term for it. Huh? Got my chiropractor here. What? Thanar. Thanar. What?
Thanar.
See, in Alabama, that's a Thanar. You turn out about four syllables, right? Okay. Make sure that connects. All right. By the way, if you're a man and you're meeting a woman, you do not extend your hand until they do. And however they want to shake, you shake. You don't shake their hand. You don't squeeze their hand because all those rings they have on, you're going to break their fingers. Can I get an amen from the ladies? All right. So if you're a lady, and then I'm going to say, it's so nice to meet you, like this. If she extends her hand, then I'm going to just, I'm going to use the same amount of pressure that she would, like that. Okay? And so proper handshake is very important because all of these things are creating psychological impressions in their mind. Okay? What are you smiling about? By the way, right.
I hate that. It makes me just want to squeeze on them.
Yeah. So whatever pressure they give you, you give them the same pressure back.
Yeah.
You don't just, because they're a woman, and you certainly don't want to do that as a man, if you know what I mean. So like, okay. Oh, that was not politically correct. Sorry. Scratch that. Okay. All right. But the point is that you got to have the proper handshake because you're connecting. Okay, so you see what I'm doing right here? Our Thanars are connected. They connected. Okay, our Thanars. And I'm looking him in the eye. Phil, it's so nice to meet you.
And you, Howard.
My pleasure. Okay, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, by the way, in a networking environment, you size up the room and you figure out who's who. You don't stand in the corner and wait for somebody to come up to you, but you do scan the room. Because you want to make sure in that time frame that you have, then you're not there to eat. You're not there to talk about the weather unless it's going to lead to a meaningful conversation. Now, my wife does it a little bit different than I do, and she's amazing at it. She does news, weather, and traffic with you, and then she'll know your underwear size within about 5 minutes, okay? She'll know how many kids you got, how many grandkids you got, what kind of food you like, you know, who's in the hospital, who's not. And then next thing you know, you're going to get a care package from her, okay? But I do it a little different. And so I'm going to ask questions until he finally asks me what I do. Now, there's a very simple formula that I learned from my friend Bob Berg. Bob Berg uses the form. Aliki, you remember what it is?
Family.
Occupation.
Recreation.
Message. Okay. So, Phil, tell me about your family.
Yeah, I'm married. I've got two children. And my wife's got two children from the previous.
So. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah. So tell me about your family.
Yeah, Andrew's 26 and my elder, Vicky's 24, and she's the boss. Well, what about you, Howard?
Awesome.
I have two, don't I? So, what family have you got? As if I don't know.
I have a phenomenal wife named Denise. She's Italian from Jersey. And
have you any grandchildren, Howard?
Yes. Would you like to see pictures?
Yeah. <That's okay.
laughs> Did you get to meet her yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Her name is Gigi.
Ah, lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
Yes, lovely. Okay. All right. So, Phil, tell me what you do for a living.
Well, I copy you, Howard.
Okay. So your business is you're in the copycat business?
That's right, like the Japanese, but...
Okay, perfect. Well, hey, Phil, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, fishing, Howard.
Oh, really? What do you like to fish for?
Oh, big fish. Michael LeBlanc's very jealous.
I bet he is. Uh-huh.
And what's
you know my friend AC?
I do. He's a good singer.
He's a good singer, and he's a award-winning world champion fisherman, redfish. Yeah, did y'all know that? Okay. So Denise is really good at this, and she'll find out all about that stuff, okay? And she'll remember it. So, Phil, if I run into a prospect, this is a message. Phil, if I run into a prospect that might need your services, what message would you like for me to give to them? If I run into someone that would be a good prospect for you, remember we're in a networking environment, right? Then, you know, who would be a good prospect for you, and what would you like for me to say to them if I run into someone who would be a prospect for you?
Well, I'd like you, if you bump into, say, a carpet retailer, to say that you know somebody who could occasionally help them out with problems.
Great, awesome. By the way, I know a few guys in that industry, and I'd be happy to introduce you.
That's great, thank you.
Can
I give you a card?
Absolutely, yeah, I'd love to have your card. And so you're going to continue to ask questions until they ask. You're going to just keep practicing asking more and more and more and more questions. And Denise does it so naturally that she doesn't have to think about it. But then, eventually, sooner or later, they're going to ask you what you do. And then that's when you can talk about what you do, and that's when they're going to be interested. Make sense?
Of course.
Okay. So, you like candied popcorn?
No.
No? Do you think that maybe one of your referral sources back in England might like to have some caramel corn from the States?
I think they'd love it if it can get past the office staff.
Or maybe your children. Or maybe you'll want to use this on one of your calls.
Great.
Come around here so I'll make you drop it. Okay, give Phil a big hand clap. Okay, thank you, sir. All right. Listen, if you're not effective at networking and connecting with people, and then I'm going to get that card from him, and it's going to go in my database, and he will never, ever, 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 ever forget about me. Ever. Y'all know, don't you? Okay. So, first of all, dress for phenomenal success. Did you know that, do you know the statistics that 55% of communication is appearance and body language? Right? So if I'm kind of like, you know, people aren't going to approach you. 38% is tone of voice and 7% is words. Honey, come up here for a second. Okay, you're comfortable. Aliki, come up here for a second. Okay, come on, honey. I was going to hug you. Okay.
All right. I'll get lint all over your jacket and then you'll
be upset. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hold on,
come on,
honey.
Come on.
I knew as soon as I said that, no, it's not time for the niece yet. Okay. All right. Because as soon as she comes up here, it's over, right? If I introduce Denise, like I used to be Howard, after I introduced Denise, Oh, you're Denise's husband. Okay. All right. So when you've been married as long as we have, then you might be like, I love you. Or I could say, I love you. See the difference in the tone of voice? Or I could say, honey, I love you. Right?
Yeah.
All the, okay. So all the same words, different tone, body language, right? So how you say something, right? So I'm going to bring you back up in just a minute.
But
okay.
You know, I'm Italian. I love you is with food.
I know. That's right. We're getting to that part. We're getting to that part. Okay. All right. Remember that all of business and all of life is about relationships, right? The reason, by the way, we'll send you the slide. You don't have to write all this down. I want you just to get this idea. The reason that referral marketing is more effective than a lot of the paid advertising that you do out there, with some exceptions. If you have a very large business and you're doing a lot of direct advertising, things like that, like Postcard Mania, I mean, she sends out like thousands of postcards every single month and has a great lead generation process and all that. For smaller businesses that are not a $200 million business, understand that these 10 things right here, these are the reasons that referral marketing is so powerful. Number one, your network is unlimited. There is no limit. When you place an ad and that ad runs, there's a limit to the exposure and that sort of thing. Number two, you get higher quality clients. How many of you found that when someone's referred to you or they buy through a referral, then you know they're going to be a higher quality client. They're not going to be a price shopper, right? Number three, they're pre-qualified. Why are they pre-qualified?
They're just like your last client.
They're just like your last client. And I have had enough of a conversation with Phil that now he knows enough about my business that when he refers Tessa is already pre-qualified. Here's what they do. Here's how they do it. Da-da-da-da-da. And so she's already pre-qualified. How many of you know that people trust referrals? When someone who comes to you that's referred, they have a high level of trust for you, and you have a higher level of trust for them, right? And it reduces competition. Why is in-person referral marketing, why can he go and own every referral source in Bath, you know, in the UK? How can he do that? Nobody's willing to do it. People are afraid to walk in the front door. What did he just say? I was scared to death to do it. I hated doing it, but now I love it. Now it's a game. Your competitors won't do this. The cost is low. What do you need? Erica, where's that brochure? Thank you, ma'am. You need some materials. Free trial offer card, how to select brochure. You're going to need one other thing that I'll get to in just a minute. So the cost is low. The returns can be high. He mentioned a 10-to-1 return. If you pay a 10% referral reward for a new incoming client, what's your return? 10-to-1? It's a 10-to-1 return, right? Are you getting that on direct advertising?
No.
No. And when you use a referral reward certificate, only half of them typically, has that been your experience? 5%. How many of you have experienced that? How many of you are doing the referral reward program, our referral reward program? Has that been your experience that less than half of those ever come back in any shape, fashion, or form? So that's a 20-to-1 return on your marketing dollars, right? Well, Howard, people refer me anyway. I guarantee you, when you start sending them money, they'll send you more. And the sooner you send it, the faster you're going to start getting returns. This is why I like the policy to be, the procedure to be, send those referral certificates out immediately. If you're going to hand deliver them, that's great. You can mail them today, and if you're going to go see that person, you know, this week sometime, hey, did you get it yet? You know, or you can take it, but don't delay those referral certificates, because the sooner somebody gets a reward, guess what? Behavior rewarded is behavior repeated, okay? The returns are guaranteed. Why? When you, nothing wrong with direct advertising. Denise did that for many, many years, radio advertising. But the thing is that you have to put your money out first, and you have to hope you get a return, and that's a whole different world than this. In this case, you get the business first, you get paid first, and it's a reward. It's not a bribe, it's a reward, okay? The time invested is not that much. We are making, Erica, Denise, how many calls are we making? I don't know if Eddie's still in the room. How many calls are we making a month right now? About 200? Okay. And so a part-time rep, someone working, Aliki, someone working 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, can call on about how many people? Okay, so maybe even, you know, so 50 to 100 a week, that's 400 referral sources in a month, if I've got the math right. That's a lot of referral sources in a month. And you go see them every single month. So what would happen to your business if someone in your business, in your company, made 50 referral source in-person visits? That's 20 hours a week. 20 hours a week, $15 an hour. What's that, $300 a week? $1,200 a month, plus some other supplies here. And just a few people started referring you on a regular basis. It's crazy how it starts adding up. You guys with designers, I'm assuming. Okay, so I'm going to come to that. Oh, here it is right here. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down your top referral sources. The first one will be what? Your clients, right? Your client base. But beyond that, you're looking for, in fact, let me just ask, what's your top referral source type? Carpet shops. Okay. Would it be designers for you guys? Interior designers. Okay. All right. Everybody got one? For you guys, HVAC. Okay. So who's a great referral source for an HVAC company? General contractors, realtors, property managers. What's your experience been? Just think of some referrals you've gotten in the past. What kind of companies? But no identified. Well, give me some examples. Plumbers, maybe other trades. Okay, other trades. HVAC guys. Other HVAC guys are too busy, or whatever the case might be. And so, what you want to do is, yes, ma'am. Yep. Maybe even supply house. Okay. So here's the thing. Once you identify who your top referral source type is, you want to go and start visiting every single one of those in your service area. Every single one. And I promise you, this man can tell you this, that you can literally walk in the door and have them eating out of your hands in about 5 minutes. Then what you do is you get involved in their industry. Someone in our class, Dr. Clark, said that their top referral source was chiropractors. And we just talked about going to see every chiropractic office and getting involved in the associations and the industry. And you become a fixture in that industry. Okay? So you got to know who your top sources are. And you can just walk in the front door. And when you walk in, you got to have the secret weapon. What is the secret weapon? Maybe Girl Scout cookies. In fact, what do these say? Thanks a lot. Now, this is a special little package here, right here, that somebody's going to get here in just a minute. So you walk in the front door, you say, "Hi, I'm Howard Partridge with whatever company. I brought you guys some goodies." And the rejectionist, I mean the receptionist, this is usually what's going on, right? They're crazy busy, or they're bored out of their mind. And you walk in and you say, "Is the owner here?" I love that my office, I'm never there anymore, but my office at my service company is the window looks right out in the parking lot where visitors park, you know. And you see these guys before they even walk in the door. You know, this one guy, this is kind of gross, but this guy pulls up, opens the door. First thing that you see come out of the car is a big old hawker on the parking lot. That's nice. I almost pay for that. Owner in? I can hear him outside the door. And Juan, who is Erica's husband, he's like, "I'll take your card. Thank you for coming by," or something like that. Ain't nobody got time for that. But guess what? That receptionist is all of a sudden interested when you come in with something like this. So I walk in and say, "Hi, I'm Howard Partridge, and I brought you guys some goodies." And then we get in a little conversation. Oh, and by the way, you add this. "I appreciate your referrals." I'll walk into an office. "Hi, my name's Howard Partridge, and I brought you guys, I baked you guys a cake. I baked you a pie, brought you some goodies," whatever. That's the whole script. "I appreciate your referrals." Now, they haven't referred me in the past. This is what Zig Ziglar calls an affirmation, speaking the truth in advance. So the receptionist assumes that someone in that office is sending referrals, and she says, "Well, why don't you put that in the break room? Can you remind me where that is?" So you go put the pie down or whatever it is, and she goes, "Be sure to leave some cards." She has no idea. "I have 50 brochures here. I got 50 free trial offer cards here. I'm going to put that pie down, and I'm going to make like the perfect fan around that pie. And I'm going to take my time." Why? Somebody comes walking by, smells the cake, smells the pie, sees the cookie, sees the popcorn. "Oh, man, somebody brought Girl Scout cookies." And literally within 5 minutes, instead of getting the stiff arm, or "I'm busy," or "I don't care," you're getting a referral source eating out of your hand. Have you ever done the analysis on a customer, the potential lifetime value of a client? If you take your average order and you take that over a 20-year period, then you'll come up with that number, all right? Then you say, how many times could that, let's say that it's, you know, $500 a year, and that's 20 years, so what's that, $10,000? And let's say that that person could refer you 3 clients a year over 20 years. That's 60 clients times $10,000. That's $600,000 potential, give or take. Now, if you have a referral source that can give you 10 clients a month, how much is that? Where are we at? 600,000? $6 million. I'm all of a sudden willing to dress however I have to dress. Say whatever I have to say that's ethical, obviously. You know, listen, I can learn to stand or smile or whatever I need to do, right? I can overcome that fear of walking in the front door. Guess what? This right here, secret weapon because it breaks the ice. All right? So then I'm going to, what my goal is when I visit someplace, is I want to get contact information and I'd like to be able to serve them. We have this whole script of how we can help you and your clients. In fact, we have a 6-page report. I don't know if you guys are using that or not, Erica, but you guys can pull that up. And it says 8 ways that our company or a company like ours can add value to your business. Yes, ma'am. We have that in the breakfast presentation. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be working to... Come on up here, Leaky. Come on up here and get the mic. Tell us what we do in my company. That's called a turnkey business right there. So you learn it, you teach it, and then you let them go do it. Okay, so talk to us about when you make a referral call. What were you talking about back there?
That we have 9 reasons now.
Oh, good.
Of why they should have a relationship with a professional cleaning firm such as Clean as a Whistle. Because you had 8. We one-upped that, added a 9.
See what she does to me?
We offer CEU credit courses because a lot of the people that refer us...
Yeah.
Need to get courses and certifications, and so we offer a lot of those courses for them, and so we added that 9th reason.
Awesome. I love the way that they plus things up for me without me even knowing it. It's awesome. See, the director, marketing director, can do that. They don't have to call me. That's what the director does. They plus things up. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to... first of all, we have perks for your client. That's our free trial offer. Secondly, we'll educate your team on our industry. We'll bring some Starbucks coffee and some treats and things like that. And at one point in time, I had a guy by the name of Jim Bardwell who upped it on me and started doing breakfast. So now we bring breakfast. We used to cook breakfast. And... So we're going to want to get a breakfast opportunity, and then we have a whole system of we go in and go to their sales meetings and feed them and talk to them and ask questions and things like that. We'll educate the staff. And so I want to get an appointment. So if I go in to, let's say, a real estate office and I have this conversation with the receptionist, I'll leave the goodies and everything, then I'm going to say, well, listen, you guys ever have sales meetings? Oh, yeah, we have one every week. Who would I need to talk to about that? It'd be so-and-so. Do you have that card? Okay, great. Is that person in right now? And so what I'm going to do, if I can talk to that person, I'm going to share my 5-point marketing message, which these are the 5 things that people stand in line and pay the highest price for. Reputation, that demonstrates trust. This is all in our marketing system online. Experience, how long we've been in business, education or training that we offer to you and your clients, our unique systems and our guarantee, right? And maybe that person isn't in. So here's what I'm going to do. Just because the receptionist said that this person isn't in does not mean that that's the truth. Come on, you're going to need your phone. You're going to need your phone, T. Come on. Come on, yeah. Come on. I love this man.
Tom, where's Tom?
There's probably somebody out here who wants to talk to you. There you go. All right, see you. I'm just kidding. Come on. Look, hey, some of who's calling you?
I don't know.
Let's answer it together. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out to my car and I'm going to call that person and I'm going to be like, hey, I was just at your office, just dropped off some, you know, goodies, you know, whatever. And that person is going to say, oh, thank you so much for dropping by. Sorry, I missed you. In other words, I'm trying to find out, are they actually sitting in their office? And then I'm going to be like, well, you know, I've just been on the phone here for a few minutes. I'm actually still in the parking lot. And I'd be happy to come back in and chat with you. But if I don't get to chat with them and I don't get to schedule a free trial, that's why I have my follow-up. So in Infusionsoft, they have an app where you can just scan that business card, go straight in the database into Infusionsoft, and you can automate that with Send Out Cards, which is a program that we use. And so you can have this automated follow-up. So nice to meet you. Looking forward to adding value to you and your clients and so on and so forth. And then it goes on the calendar that you're going to be back every 30 days, period. All right? Now, before I share about these joint ventures we've done and talk about some of the bigger stuff you can do, advanced referral marketing, let me get Aliki, come on back up here, and Denise, I want you guys to just talk a little bit with everybody about making a referral marketing call and field any questions that we might have, because if you don't have this part down, you can't do the stuff that I'm about to talk about, okay? All right. Sure. So just give me an overview of your philosophy, what you do, and your experience, and then you guys can either get on the stage or maybe come back out here so we can see you a little bit better. And then we can field questions.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, your whole goal when you meet with these people is to never talk about yourself. It's always about the other person until they ask you. Okay, so it's kind of like what he was talking about when you go on networking events where you never give them your business card. It's the same thing when you go on these referral marketing stops. It's all about them. So you want to ask those questions from form, really get to know them. And your whole goal is to go once a month, every single month. Does anybody know why you want to go once a month, every month? Top of mind, Toma. You want to be top of mind, and everything that you take to them, you want it to be branded. You want them to have your brochures. If you have additional services, you want to have those brochures. You want them to know everything that you have to offer, but you don't want to spill your guts about your company until they ask you, right? So you're just going to include it in a bag or anything that you want to carry with your goodie, so that they can look at it later. Because I guarantee you, and Denise, you probably get this too, a lot of times they would call me the cookie lady. Like I would go in that one time, I just tell them, you know, they'd ask me why I'm there. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just here to give you some food and, you know, some sweets for you and your team. Enjoy. You know, and so the next time I came, they were like, oh my gosh, that's the cookie lady. What do you do? And so that was then my time to introduce the 60-second commercial. So you got to have that down pat. Know what your vision is, or your mission is, your values, and how you can provide value to them and their clients. If you just use that word value, that's what they want to hear. But not just value, you want to make sure that you tell them that you are here to serve them. So funny story. Mm-hmm. Yesterday in the hallway, I was speaking to Juan. Juan works here at the hotel, and he's been, you know, taking care of us. And I went up to him, and I was like, thank you so much for everything you do for us. And guess what he told me? It's my pleasure. I'm here to serve you. And I looked at him, and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought we were the only ones that said that. But somebody else understands that that's our job. And so in referral marketing, a lot of people are going to call you the salesperson, that you go out and do sales. You are not a salesperson. You are an educator and a server. You serve these people. You educate them on the services that are going to help their clients,
you know, make their lives easier, make your referral partner's life easier. So that's basically what you do. And you do it every single month. Sometimes you don't even talk about business. You just get to know them. And I was speaking to the group who came out to Clean as a Whistle Howard Service Company yesterday. And I mentioned that sometimes these people, they pour their whole heart out to you and they tell you their deepest, darkest secrets. So if you're not aware and ready for that, you're probably not going to be good for this job, right? Because they really do start to trust you. And I mean, I was telling them, I got invited to weddings. I went to some people's weddings. I've been to their baptisms, their baby showers. And so they really do start to care about you because they know that you're looking out for them in their best interest and they see that you care. So if you do not care about people, you might want to find somebody in the company that does so that they can do this for you. And I will mention, everyone knows about DISC. You want to make sure you're finding a high I or a high D personality, okay? It's not that the S's and the C's are not capable of doing this job. It's just that the I's and the D's, it comes more natural. Like, we've never met a stranger in the world,
right?
So just a helpful hint, but that's basically what I have for you today.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, Leaky.
Denise.
Okay, for me, now that I've been doing it a year at the office, when I walk in and I say I own the company, the light bulb goes on. They get all excited because the owner came in to talk to them. Bingo. It's a big difference. You own the company? Oh, my God. And then they'll share with me all the things they love about our employees or our company or our services. And that really lets them know that I care. So for the first year, everyone I met, I wrote a personal note. Thank you for the opportunity to meet with you. Everybody got a note from me. And therefore, I could develop a trust, a relationship. So then I take it a step further, and I want to find out what's going on with their business. What are your needs? What's going on? Do you have any activities going on? Like, for example, in the fall, I had a lot of carpet dealers who were doing events. How can I help you? How about I give you some prize packages to use for your event? Clean as a Whistle will be happy to sponsor that. So I go beyond the cookies and develop more of a relationship with them. Find out what's going on in their business, what they're looking for, what they're trying to do. Because, you know, some small business owners, they're small because they're small. They don't think outside the box. So therefore, I try to develop more opportunities for expanding and being a part of their business. So we'll go in, and when we do a breakfast, we do them in the mornings from 8 to 10 before the store opens. We leave an open forum because they have a lot of questions to ask us. So therefore, we can meet their needs because they know what their customers need, and they can ask us how to solve it. So we become a partner and a problem solver. We have some tile shops that we do that with, they partner with, and develop those relationships. They trust us. And then once they've experienced our company and our services, then they know that bar none, there's no one else they need to go to. I will be very honest with people. I will tell them flat out, we are the most expensive. I'm proud to say that. We are the Mercedes. If you want to use a Toyota, that's fine. They can get your carpets clean. But we're the Mercedes on so many other levels. And we respectfully understand there's other companies you can use. However, they will call us and tell us when they've cheated on us. For example, a showroom called us about 3 months ago, and they said, you know, I'm really sorry, but we cheated on you. Oh, really? What happened? We used another service, and they ruined the rug. Yeah, that's a shame, right? That's what Jerry Seinfeld would say, right? But it messed up so bad that they ended up spending another $1,900 with our company. Thank you. And now they're dealing with the guy because now he's a lawyer and he's going to sue them. Well, that's not my problem because we've covered ourselves on every level. But the bottom line is they learned a small lesson. If they had called us first, it wouldn't have happened. So sometimes people have to use other services to realize the value you bring to the table. They need to know that you're still going to be there for them despite the fact they cheated on you. So I've gone a different way with all the clients that I work with. I'm looking for growing more every month now in a different level. And it's great because I watch people respond. But I'll tell you, if you own the company, if you're going to start this referral, if you're the first one they meet, then they're going to know you care. So get out there, introduce yourself. And they get very, you own the company? And then I tell them, I was cleaning carpets before you were born. But other than that, which is the truth. So, you know, then they really realize it's real. And then I tell them the other stories. And yeah, all those other scary stories, Howard, that we don't share. So anyhow, it's really a great impression to make that you take the time. What, honey? He has been holding back. That's why I don't show up all the time, because you find out everything. So anyhow, I'm just telling you. And you know what I do, too? I get to know them, who's doing what, what's going on, who's sick, who's in the hospital. I met a guy recently who opened up and let me know his twin daughter was going through severe cancer treatment that is not really very successful. I mean, so I made sure I brought a big teddy bear over to his office. And so I do the extras, who had a stroke, who's in the hospital. I don't just wash that away. That all means something. They love our company. They should be acknowledged. And for the places in our case where we can't really give the referral checks to the employees, they go to the corporate office, I make sure I go all out and do something special for them. Right. You know, I'll go to Pottery Barn, buy them all coffee mugs, and give everybody something, and they'll go, wow, ooh, ah. But I went beyond, because they're not going to benefit from the referral commission. So I want to make sure that they know us and love us.
One thing I love about Denise is when she talks about she goes the extra mile. For those of you that already have an established referral reward program and you already have your referral marketing down and you've visited these people for years and you're like, you know what, I want to do something different, something better than just giving food. She, you know, we write down notes as to whose name is what do they like, when's their birthday, you know, all that personal information that you know about these people. She will get gifts for them depending on what they tell you. So she goes the extra mile there. So, you know, maybe you're tired of giving food. You want to go a little bit more personal. Maybe they mentioned to you that they have a farm and they have kids that love to tend to the chickens. She buys them books about chickens and farms. So can go the extra mile that way.
I have one guy who literally raises chickens, so I found a chicken book for him at Barnes & Noble. Then I have another customer who runs a big flooring store, and he loves Disney World, Mike Fernand. I bought him this phenomenal Disney World book. He still talks about it. Oh, my God, I can't believe you bought me that book. So it's really about doing all the extras. What I started doing was I take the monthly referrals that we did as inside sales, meaning outside sales. I look at who sent me the biggest jobs. I send them a gift. I send them a really nice gift, okay, like a Kate Spade wallet, a Michael Kors wallet, especially to the women who really appreciate it. And you'd be amazed. When they open up their wallet, guess what? They're going to think about me, right? I made them money. They made me money. We're married now, okay? So I have a goodie. Wait, huh? Well, you know what I mean. So, but now I've started doing that last year, and I know I went over budget, but Scott had to get over it. So I just felt it was important. It was important to reach out and do something extra. So I think if they took the time to recommend my company and they sent a big job, then they should get a little extra than just 10%, right? Especially women. We love gifts. So, and the real estate offices that are high end, I've started developing those people too. So I called up one real estate guy. I said, well, I don't know if you're on vacation, but I got a big check for $950. I'm sure you'd like me to bring it to you. Oh, I did? Really? So that was a $9,000 job for us though, right? The personal touch. Now I did meet this one guy, in a bad neighborhood. He owns this. It's a gas station converted into a carpet store. So I get there, and I'm thinking, I'm getting out of my car. There's bars on the windows. This is the worst part of town. He's got a $500 referral check. And so there's a sign that says, by appointment only. I said, okay. So I call the number. I said, well, I have a check for you. Oh, yeah, I'd be like that in 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm sorry, what was that? So he comes flying down, a little Chinese guy, sweet as can be, loves our company. So I got in there, and he had a book three times the size full of referral checks that he gets from everybody. Unbelievable. He's in all kinds of business, was trying to sell me some land in Houston. Ah, I own this big piece of 610. You want to buy? No, I just wanted to deliver the check. Do you have any prospects for me, though? So, you know, some of them you have to be a little wise about where you're going. But I wanted to hand deliver a check. I mean, how many people are going to walk around with a big check and hand it to you? Right, and thank them personally.
Right.
That's all. You know, no, everybody's gotten away from the personal touch. And I think it's really important that they get to meet and greet and know that you're real and that you're there to help them, and you want them to help you, bottom line. So, anyhow, I got to go.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're leaving? Oh, you have to go by the office now? Okay. All right. Bye, honey. I love you. Okay. All right. So, give it up for Denise and Aliki. So Rick said if you want to say it out, tell them what you said to me.
You're looking for outside people to represent you, to service and sell. You're looking at the model, what you just saw.
Yes. You want an ID profile or a DI profile. And like Aliki said, that's what you're looking for. You can start them part-time, all right? And they'll learn as they go. Obviously, Denise has so much experience that she can just, you know, it's just come so natural to her. And Aliki just learned the system, followed the system, and that's what Erica's doing now. So, Yes, you just started Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's today? Friday? Friday. Hey, your first full week. Woo! So give it up for Erica. Awesome. I know already she's going to be a rock star. All right, I want to cover one last slide for you and share with you some things about joint ventures and what I call advanced referral marketing. And then we're going to do something really special. We still got some work to do on our 98 plan, MVP, and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to work fast here. So once you've done that, once you understand how to connect with people, when you understand how to build rapport with people, do you think that Aliki or Denise has any trouble building rapport with people? No. I mean, the thing is, so you have to either get somebody to do that or do it yourself and learn how to do it. Once you've done that piece of it, to go deeper, then you can start looking at doing joint ventures with people. Let me give you some examples. There's a company called Carpet World, and as you know, our company cares for high-end oriental rugs, natural stone floors, fine carpets, upholstery, and things like that. And I would call on them. Before I learned this lesson, don't call looking for the owner. You walk in the door with the goodies and you talk to the salespeople, because the owner is buried behind a bunch of paperwork back there, the doctor seeing a patient or whatever. Talk to the frontline people, the person answering the phone, the people on the floor, whatever. And never could get an appointment with him, so I just started getting referrals from the people on the floor, the salespeople. And I was paying them the referral fees. Finally, the owner, and this guy had like 11 stories. He was all over television and everything. Big guy, big personality in the city. Calls me up one day and says, "Yeah, I understand that my people are sending you referrals." And I was like, "Yes, sir." And I understand you're paying them a commission. "Yes, sir." And I want you to come down here to my office and see me. Okay. So I go down there. I sit at his desk, and he said, "I want to go in the cleaning business. We're going to send all of our customers to you. They're really happy, and you just pay us a commission. We're actually going to collect the money." So what we did in this case is, back then I had unmarked vehicles, and we had their sign. We would take our sign off, put their sign on. We had their invoices, a little name tag, and we would go in and represent that company. And we would deliver the invoices, the checks, and everything over there every day. And they just paid us a check every week. It was a wonderful thing. I had another one named Fleabusters that was in they did treatment for fleas. And they used the same kind of equipment that you guys are using, right? So we had the same exact kind of equipment. And so I helped them get in that business, and we had a joint venture like that, and they sent us a ton of business. We did the same thing with My Flooring America, which is a white label program. So in other words, they're in the business selling it under their name, but you're a subcontractor actually doing the work for them. So we had, those are just three examples. So that's something that you can do. Another thing that you can do with them is get them to mail for you or email for you. For example, with these flooring companies, one of the things that we've done in the past is we have this, what we call a warranty letter. So we send a letter out from them, their envelope, their letterhead, that says, "Hey, it's time that you can use this strategy. It's time for your flooring to be serviced, and these are the folks that we recommend. And we've arranged for you to try them for free." That's your free trial offer. You pay for the mailer. You do the database. You do everything. And so this is, you're going to pay a little money for it, but these are prime prospects that are referred by a trusted referral source. All right? They can email for you. Guess what you do if they don't have an email program, which most of them don't? What are you going to do? You're going to set it up for them. You're going to be of service to them so that they can keep their clients, right? So you can do that. On the phenomenal product side, did you guys know that the Inner Circle was actually started with a company I did a joint venture with way back in the day? I was doing seminars for them in the cleaning industry, and I was doing about 8 seminars a year for this company. And I had these modules, and they had this leadership and management training and all of this, and I would speak at their conferences. And I got this vision for this system: leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. I had the marketing part back then. They had the leadership and management stuff back then. Called up the president of the company, and I said, look, I got this vision. And he said, man, we've got the same vision, but we just don't have the bandwidth to do it. Can you do it? I said, yeah, I could do it. And I said, why don't we get together? I'll come over to your office, and we'll talk about it. He said, you're in Salt Lake City. I live in Houston. I said, no, but I will be. What's a good day for you this week? That was like on a Monday. I was there on Wednesday, and we had a deal done that day. And I went to just about every dealership that they had. They got the customers in there for the seminar, and we sold all these modules. And the reason that we started Inner Circle was because of failure to implement. They got all this stuff, but it's too much to implement. So we actually started the Inner Circle with this company. It was called Bridgepoint back then. Ziegler, what a joint venture that is. How did that happen? I just continued to serve, add value to them. They asked me to do these video webcasts for them. People liked what they heard. And Mr. Ziegler was not able to speak anymore, so they weren't getting those speaking fees in. They went to see a consultant. We need to be in the small business training, in small business training. Tom calls me up and says, hey, would you be interested in working with us? What do you think I said? Absolutely. And so we have a joint venture arrangement so that when someone comes through the Ziegler doors, they participate in that income. All right, that's how it works. And so we pay a nice affiliate fee to them for everyone that comes through the Ziegler doors ongoing. Restaurantowner.com, we had a similar thing with them. It just wasn't the right fit for us. Michelle Prince. Now, I've been speaking at her events for many years, and we just finally did a program together. I was sharing with the team that Beverly's going to go through the book writing group with us, which I think is awesome. I can't wait to have her in that group. And Ellen Rohr became a referral partner. She's no longer doing coaching. Howard, I've got all these people that want coaching and consulting. You're the only person in the world that I would ever want to work for. I mean, what a statement that is. That goes back to your character, your reputation. That's how you have to build these relationships, is that you really and truly just serve and serve and serve people, and then that ends up coming back to you. And then, of course, Mr. A.C. Lockyer, they just made us their official coaching company this year, and we went over to the U.K. and did a program called The Tide Rises, and I thought that was just awesome. So what I want you to be thinking about is who are your referral sources currently? You have to go out there and get people to start referring you. And then what you have to do is, once you build a relationship, then you're going to take that relationship to the next level. You're going to spend more time with them trying to figure out what their challenges are. What are the challenges of AC's customers? They need to build a business, not just know how to wash houses and buildings, right? So we're going to help them build their businesses. All right, we got something special here going on. What is the secret weapon, people?
Food.
I happen to have, now I'm just about out of a boy. I'm going to like rest tonight. Like, I have no voice left. I happen to have in this room the number one seller in this area of Girl Scout cookies. And Girl Scout cookies are available right now. And they're only available once a year. So how is your referral source going to feel when you walk in the door with Thanks a Lot cookies? All right? And how are they going to feel when they also get a package of marshmallows and a branded little tag that has your company logo on it that gives you the four steps of making s'mores out of this? How cool is that? So I'd like to welcome to the stage Ariana Makarevich. Come on up here, Ariana. Ariana, come over here. Do me a favor. Grab that mic for me, will you? You know, I'm kind of ancient and can't bend over that far. Thank you. Now come on up here. All right. So the first thing I want to know from you, first of all, everybody say hi, Ariana.
Hi, Ariana.
Okay. The first thing I want to know from you is, how are you doing today?
I'm phenomenal.
Okay. And what kind of day are you having?
A once-in-a-lifetime phenomenal day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So another question for you. So how old were you when you first came to one of my conferences? You were about 5, weren't you?
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you're 9 now?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So I understand that you sold how many Girl Scout cookies?
600 and...
Over 600, like 630?
Yeah.
Okay. How many did I buy? Do you know?
Like 250.
250. Am I your biggest customer?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And you know what? I have a goal. So you have a goal, right?
Yep.
What's your goal?
1,000 cookies.
1,000? And that's 1,000 packages, right?
Packages of
okay.
cookies, yes.
All right. So my goal is to help you reach your goal. So I'm going to be your new referral partner by recommending you to all these people here. Okay?
Okay.
So can they get cookies from you?
Yep.
Yes?
That would be phenomenal.
That'd be... Okay. Now, do you want to tell them how to do that, or is your mom going to do that, or how's this going to work? So you're going to hand it off to Elise. Okay, so stay up here with us, okay?
Okay. Will you tell them one more thing?
Yes.
When you sell the cookies, you raise money for your troop. And so what are you guys going to do with the money that you raise?
We are going to go camping, and we're going to plan trips to help the environment.
Okay.
Skills and stuff?
Yep.
What kind of skills are you going to learn?
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you starting to get a little embarrassed?
She was ready to hand it off when you said, "Would you like to do?" She's like,
"Come over here. Come over here."
So
next
this is my
to
little
okay.
S.
All right, look out there. Everybody, give Ariana a big smile. Okay, see how much they like you. They like you. It's safe up here. You don't have anything to worry about. You know how many years I've been doing this on a stage like this? Over 20 years. And I never passed out. I never died. You can see I never died, right? Like, I didn't ever get hurt. So it's okay. All right? So why don't you give... I'm proud of you, too. Why don't you give that
good
to
job.
Your mom and stay right here. Come here.
You gotta hold the...
Here, hold this for me. All right.
So we had a sleepover with the Girl Scouts, and they busted out a microwave and these Thanks-a-Lot cookies and marshmallows, and I was like, what are you guys doing with that? We're going to make s'mores. I'm like, that is a fabulous idea. So I sat there. This is an overnight to school, so we're up all night. I'm thinking, how can I use that? I was like, so s'more. Let's do some more business together. I'm thinking this would be a good referral marketing tool that we could put together in a package. So my team helped me figure this out. So in the cookies for Houston don't hit Houston until Monday, so we couldn't come and sell boxes of cookies here today. But I can, we can order them on, she has a direct ship link, and we can order them here, and we can ship them to your office if you want to do that. And then I have, we created a flash drive that has the little tag on it, minus my logo, so you can just put your logo on there and print them out, and it has the instructions for how to make the s'mores on the back. And it also has all the instructions of how much ribbon and marshmallows and all that kind of good stuff that you have. So I have that free giveaway if you order some cookies from Ariana. And you don't have to just order Thanks-a-Lots. All the cookies are up for grabs on the direct ship. So
awesome.
So we'll be at the back. I'll get out my laptop and stuff if you're interested. I'd appreciate it.
Yes.
I have three packages, and Aliki has done it so I can.
Oh, you want to do an auction for these three packages? You start.
I'd give $100 for that package, so bring it home to me.
You can't get them over there.
No.
Okay, so $100, and you'll take that one to your family because you can't get those in Holland. Okay. Since you shared with me earlier, I'll pay the $100 for you. Okay, so I'll put in 100, and you're going to take two packages with you. Okay? All right. Take two packages with you. So that's $200. All right. Someone else want to bid on the third one? Okay. All right. See them at the back of the room and get back here like quick. Like, okay, 15 minutes. We're going to close it out. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do on your MVP, exactly what to do in the next 90 days. And give it up for Ariana and Elise.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you back in just a few minutes.